Off the ball.
Rugby.
Will Bundy Aki, Robbie Henshaw and Gary Ringrose be at the next World Cup? And is it the same situation? Experience does count for sure.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, we hear from Dan Sheehan and John Fogarty as Ireland attentions turn to Scotland. England and France are both set to change their out-halves for La Crunch. And Jacob Stockdale and Stuart McCloskey return for Ulster in their one-off meeting with the Queensland Reds. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Tadhg Furlong and Joe McCarthy have been ruled out of Ireland's Six Nations game away to Scotland on Sunday. Furlong's managed just three starts for Leinster this season and was ruled out of last week's win over England with a calf injury from which he's yet to recover. McCarthy missed the England win after suffering a head injury in training, and he too will miss the game at Murrayfield. But Mac Hansen and Finlay Beelam did train fully today, despite both picking up knocks against England. Their Connacht teammate Jack Ainger was among those called up at the weekend as they sought to cover for Furlong and Beelam. Scrum coach John Fogarty has been impressed with what he's seen from Ainger.
He's been consistent in his entries, so what he does from setup into his entry piece has been really, really good. I think he's played around with that, and then there was a season or two where he was probably figuring things out. He's not figuring things out anymore. He's now in a place where he's really clear, really consistent in what he delivers, and that's why he's here. He's a good rugby player. We had him over in the EI tour, and he impressed us in the game. He's a bit of a scrum nose, which is always good when you're a prop. And yeah, he's done really, really well. He's competing with Finlay down there for game time. He gets plenty of game time, which says a lot about him as well. So he's got a fair bit of belief in himself. He just needs to make the step, and that's the final piece I see for him. He needs to make the step now that he's an international player and that he belongs here, and that's important that he makes that step forward, because he's got all the bits. He's got all the bits. 125, 127 kg tight head, who's very consistent in what he does. He's a good operator.
Fogarty's been outlining where Ireland needs to improve on Sunday.
It's a different challenge. We're away from home, so there's a different mentality to going over there for us. There's parts around our kick chase that we've identified as coaches, and there's bits and pieces across the game. We're always trying to improve. We want to have a better performance. We're searching for that better performance. Very ambitious group of players. There's huge competition across the group, and that drives the performance in training sessions. But so for the weekend, you know, kick chase is something we talked about after the game. But across the game, we're looking for a better performance. It's always an unbelievably tough game. It's never an easy game. Regardless of what's happened in the past, they're very dangerous. They've got a world class backline, haven't they? And I guess for us, again, the mentality is a little bit off, or we spend a little bit of time thinking, you know, that was a good start, and we're in trouble. They've talked about this as a big game for them. This is a big game for us. This is a big game for us to go over away from home. And put a performance together that we can be proud of.
Dan Sheehan is hoping to make his first start for his country since suffering an ACL injury in South Africa in July. The hooker agrees with Fogarty that meetings with Scotland have brought about a certain edge.
Yeah, we've had some big games against Scotland in recent years, and we've obviously come out on the right side in the last few, and we know their motivation will be to get one up on us, because they're a quality team that have got some big results against some of the top opposition around the world. So it is a massive test for us. I think we're fully aware of their motivation as a home game, and you know the statement it could give them for the rest of the tournament. So we need to make sure we rock up on Sunday afternoon, and we're all guns blazing. And you know, I don't think we can take a backward step, because because I think if we give them a sniff early on, that it'll become a real tough game.
And on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, Ulster and Ireland centre Stuart McCloskey had high praise for Sheehan.
Dan's faster than me. I think he's heavier than me. He's got, as you saw from that missed passage at the weekend, he's got pretty good skills. I think he could definitely do a job for you at 12, 13, and you could probably throw him on the wing if you really needed to. To come back after, what, 6.5 months, 7 months, yeah, play 30 minutes like he did is pretty incredible.
Oh, he's ruined the recovery time and impact for anybody ever. Have you seen a player like that, like a makeup of a hooker like that, of a player like Sheehan before?
Definitely not as a hooker. Maybe 12, like a few 12s out there, like Dante. John Dante plays for France, like a Lao Mappe, New Zealand. But he rides tackles so well. As soon as you give him that far from the line, the guy's probably 116, 117 kilos, running faster than most centres. You're not going to stop him from 5 metres out.
You can hear much more from that interview with Stuart McCloskey by becoming an Off the Ball member now. Saturday's clash of England and France looks set to bring changes at out-half for both sides. Steve Borthwick is reported to be switching Marcus Smith to full-back for the Twickenham fixture, with Finn Smith making his first start for England in the number 10 jersey. Each of Finn Smith's 8 appearances in an England jersey so far have come off the bench. Marcus Smith has started at fullback for England previously, but not since the 2023 World Cup. His only start there this season came against Finn Smith's Northampton in the third round of Premiership fixtures back in October. Among Borthwick's other alterations, we're likely to see Tom Willis make his first England start in the back row on Saturday. Sky's James Cole has been asking England attack coach Richard Wigglesworth if fitness issues are behind their inability to hold on to leads.
It's a concern because we're starting games well and then not finishing them off. I think it's different from others, as every test match is different. So it's not one thing. We're not looking at the lads thinking not fit enough. They're in good condition. We made basic errors and discipline errors that allowed a really, really good team. Field position, when you keep repeating those mistakes and giving teams possessions in your half, in your 22, then they're going to take the chances.
You mentioned the fitness. That has been something that some people have suggested is the issue. You're adamant it's not then?
No, not the issue. The team can run. They're in a good spot.
How can you be sure?
Data. We know, there's no hiding what you can, how you move now, both training numbers in games, the amount of contacts. We measure how heavy the contacts are. We've got historical data from test matches dating back years and years, so we know where they are and what they can do, and it's definitely not the issue.
With Romain Entemac to be suspended for Saturday's fixture, Fabien Galthié looks set to turn to a man who walked out of his squad back in November. Mathieu Jalibert is likely to get the nod at out-half for France. The Bordeaux player walked out of Les Bleus' camp in November, having been informed he wouldn't start against the All Blacks. Speaking to Le Figaro, Thomas Ramos insisted his French teammates have full confidence in Jalibert this weekend. Jalibert's Bordeaux teammate, Damien Penaud, scorer of a double hat-trick in the Champions Cup win over the Sharks, will likely start on the wing for France on Saturday, having missed the win over Wales with a toe injury. Penaud will dislodge Théo Atasogbe. Paul Boudon will retain his place in the back row despite suffering from tight calves in the wake of that Wales win. Jacob Stockdale, Stuart McCloskey and James Hume all return to the Ulster starting 15 for their one-off fixture with Les Kisses Queensland Reds on Friday. Hume is the longest term of those absentees, having been out since April with an ACL injury. He'll start at outside centre with McCloskey inside him, marking his first game since before Christmas. Stockdale is back for the first time since Ireland's win over Fiji in November. And Ballon Hinch scrum half Conor McKee, a former Ireland under-20 international, will start in the halfbacks along with Aidan Morgan. Ulster head coach Richie Murphy is delighted to have Hume, McCloskey and Stockdale back in the fold.
Yeah, I think it's massive. This game sort of, people are asking, does it come at a good time? When you're playing friendly games at this time of year, it feels a bit odd, but it couldn't really come at a better time in relation to getting three sort of senior internationals back into our squad. It's like, the two of the lads have been out for 10 weeks and James has been out for 9 months. James is like a new signing. A lot of credit has to go to the guys that have been playing in their places. Jude Postlewhite and Ben Carson have done an incredible job. At 22 years of age, they probably shouldn't be in a situation where they're playing 7, 8 league matches in a row. I think Ben up till this year had played once for Ulster, and I think he's played 10 games out of out of 12, I think, this year. So, like, it's a huge workload for young men. So this week gives us a chance to get them off the pitch and stick them on the bench and give them a little bit of a rest. And over the next number of weeks, while we're trying to get James's and game time right in order to make sure that we don't jeopardize him, it'll be great to be able to rotate that group of four and Stu Moore possibly in there as well, four or five players going forward, and that competition will help us drive forward the team.
Murphy also has the utmost faith in Willie Falloon to fill the gap left by their departing defence coach Johnny Bell.
Absolutely, I've worked with Willie for 3 years, so I know Willie very, very well. You know, Willie will come in to the role. He won't just step straight in and replace Johnny. He'll come into a role sort of underneath. He'll work with us in relation to our defence, but he won't take full responsibility for that. Myself and himself will do a sort of a joint role there. He is technically a very strong coach, very good around the contact area. He's been doing some work on that in the background over the last while, just in our own training sessions. So he just takes a bigger role, and we're very confident that he can do the job that we need.
So that Ulster team that will start against the Queensland Reds has Jake Flannery at full back. On the wings are Zach Ward and Jacob Stockdale. James Hume and Stuart McCloskey are their centre partnership. In the halfbacks, it's Aidan Morgan and Connor McKee. They have a front row of Andrew Warwick, Tom Stewart and Corey Barrett. Alan O'Connor will captain the team from the second row alongside Matthew Dalton. Matty Ray starts at blindside flanker. Lorcan McLaughlin is named at open side and David McCann is at number 8. And finally, some transfer news. Bath have signed Argentina international Santiago Carreras from Premiership rivals Gloucester. The 26-year-old will officially join the club in the summer ahead of next season. The utility back is Bath's third signing in as many days after hooker Dan Frost and scrum half Bernard van der Linde. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.